Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are 99.3 Nigeria Info, broadcasting live from Etimi and Crescent Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I am Sheriff Quadri. So the Niger Delta agitators are in the news again. We started this conversation at 5. Initially, the plan was to talk about the issue of casualization of labor and all of that, but we'll take that to tomorrow. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. But right now, what Lagos, what Nigeria is talking about is the video put out by the agitators in the Niger Delta making a series of demands from the federal government. In case you missed out on what they're saying, let me just play back their demand for you, and then I will come back here, then we'll have a conversation as regards exactly what you think about their demands. There are questions being raised. In fact, since morning we started this conversation. In the meantime, you can listen up online via our mobile app, Nigeria Info FM. You can get that mobile app from your respective app stores, from Google Play Store and Apple iOS Store if you are using iPhone. You can listen live from our website as well. You can listen straight from our website, nigeriainfo.fm, from our website. Let me know what you think about the agitation from Niger Delta agitators. They have put out something. Let's take a listen to what they're saying. We're live on Facebook and YouTube as well. Let me know what you think about it. If you're tweeting me, hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. MCF stands for Morning Crossfire. I'll release the numbers to call in a moment. So this is what they are saying. This is what they are asking for. Take a listen.
To the Nigeria government and its leaders, be informed that the Niger Delta region is never a conquered land for any man born of a woman. It did not happen during the time of our forefathers, and it will never happen in our own time. Over the years, the Niger Delta people have made frantic efforts to create an enabling environment that can promote business activities and subsequently bring the desired development that the people has been yearning for and promote the living standard of the people. But to our greatest dismay, the Nigerian government over the years have decided to handle the issues of the Niger Delta region with kid gloves. They have betrayed the struggle and have left the people to their fate. Look at the outcome of the amnesty program for the agitators from the Niger Delta region. After accepting the amnesty pact and believing that the region will experience rapid development and transformation, till date, no school, no potable water, no lights, no hospital, and access roads for our people to enjoy. Rather, what is visible as an individual achievement is the presence of military gunboats and the numerous military personnel dispatched to the Niger Delta region, which are raping, killing, and maiming the innocent people of the region. They have put serious fear in the minds of our elderly people because they are no longer safe in their own once peaceful communities, all for the government to take over our commonwealth from our resources. Look at the security surveillance contracts taking place in our region. Through the federal government and its agencies in place, they have decided to shortchange our people. Now in our territorial waters, it is an Israeli company that is providing waterway security, which we have competent hands with expert knowledge to manage and provide short security services. Look at the likes of Ocean Marine Solution providing pipeline surveillance contracts in a territory that has more than enough capacity hands to handle such contracts. Take a look at the Ogoni cleanup, just because it is a solely Niger Delta project. From 2011 till date, after the establishment and taking off of the project, no meaningful progress has been made, because the government of Nigeria have decided to place politics above meaningful development of our people and the region at large. Look at the oil and gas sector and what is happening today in the gold mining sector in the Zamfara, at the northern region part of the country. While the local mining licenses are being given to locals and state governments, having full control and management of the entire affairs of the sector. But in the Niger Delta, oil and gas sector, the federal government have decided to cut away all our wealth and decide to give us peanuts. Please allow us to manage our resources the way Zamfara gold mining sector is being handled by their own people.
There you go, Lagos. It's just part of they said in that release that it put out on Monday, I think. I think it was on Monday they put it out. Okay, so let's have a conversation right now. What should the federal government do? In this particular release that it put out, they also said that they're open to dialogue. They're open to negotiation. If the government is willing to talk to them, they can reach out to them through President Jonathan and Governor Yesam Wike. These two gentlemen, according to the militants, according to the agitators, I don't like calling them militants. According to the agitators, the government can reach out through to them to dialogue through these two men that they've mentioned in that particular release. What would you say the government should do in this instance? Should the government bow to this pressure? Can we handle another outbreak of violence, especially in the Niger Delta? What about the pipeline protection contract that they mentioned that they have enough capacity to do? Because initially, the contract was given to, you know, people from that region to protect pipelines. So what the government did then was to give contract to locals to make sure that they keep an eye on the pipelines that are passing through their respective communities. And that had been going on for quite some time now. And then you also heard in that report about the gold mining thing in Zamfara, where the government buys the gold that artisanal miners, you know, take out of the ground. The government pays for this gold to acquire this gold from them. They are allowed to do that. And they are saying that in the Niger Delta, they are not allowed to refine locally. They are not allowed to refine crude locally. And they're saying that's an injustice on the federal government's part. And there's quite a number of things as well. The water waste protection contract is also there. They said that they have people, they have capacity to protect the waterways. But then the government went to go and hire an Israeli security firm to come and do that. And they outlined a couple of other issues that they are demanding be rectified. I'm going to hear from you with an open mind. I just want to hear exactly what your position is on this particular, not really new development, but hey, it's a development just surfaced on Monday. 0700-993-993-993. That's right. 0700-993-993-993. For the female callers, the number to call is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. We're going to make this a minute conversation for each caller. A minute conversation for each caller. Please time yourself if you have to time yourself. I have Dari joining us right now. Hi, Dari. Good morning to you.
My name is Dari. Calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Dari. Talk to me.
Yes. The voice message you've been playing since morning about the Niger Delta agitators. But my own take is that there's need for us to fact check what they are saying. Because for me, if I don't really have good information of what is happening in that region, and that guy is saying that those stuff,
right,
I'll be inclined to say yes, I agree with you. But if you have other opinions, or say, okay, this guy, what he's saying is true. These are the facts. These are the figures that is backing it up. Then we can be able to say yes, what these guys are fighting for is right, or what they are fighting for, it is not right. But that we can take a position.
Right
now, we don't have any information as to whether what he's saying is true or not. And then if we want to take a position, it would be wrong for us to do that.
What information exactly are you looking for?
So for instance, it says the government has employed some people to protect the system.
Right.
I know in the past, the government has given them a contract before.
Yeah, that's right.
What happened? Why did they stop them from doing it?
Mm.
What is the point? Let's have that position.
Mm.
Secondly, you said gold mining in the north.
Yeah.
The government allowing the people to mine gold in the north.
That's right.
And they're not allowing them. So the thing is that let's be sure.
No, that's true. There's nothing to... No, that's very true. In fact, it's backed up by policy of the government.
Those things are true.
Yes,
then the other
it's true.
That we need to really fast check to say, okay, These are the positions. So then we can take a position on the government. Then people can start to put pressure on the government to say, see, guys, this what you guys are doing, this is the effect of what it costs in the future. Because for someone like me now, I'm really scared. I'm scared of what is going to become of Nigeria in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Because of all of this thing that is coming up. Mm. A lot of things coming up. Insecurity, everywhere.
At the same time.
Everybody wants to fight. Me too. Right now, I'm scared for my family. I have a young family. I'm a young man. I'm scared for my family right now. I'm just thinking, do I need to keep staying in this country or do I need to run away?
So Dari,
even if I run away, I have my extended family.
Exactly. I was about to say that Dari, running away is not the solution to anything. Juliet is here. Hi, Juliet. Good morning to you.
Good morning. My name is Juliet.
Welcome.
I'm from Ikeja.
Welcome.
Yeah, firstly, I would advise the federal government to at least listen to this gentleman to avert more crisis in the nation. But at the same time, I would like to pick a word with those gentlemen.
Okay.
I would advise them to go and speak with their own leaders. Speak with leadership. Don't come and start saying you want to come and do things in Lagos and Abuja. Look at legacies that people have left behind. They can count on people like Jacoby, Fashola, and others. What have their own leaders done? How many people can they mention? Look at the projects they have set aside. Even with tax and everything from Lagos State, they have improved the state very, very well. What have their own people done? They have been squandering money and doing so many things. Look at NDDC. Look at the crisis that was going on there.
Right.
Who are the people there? Who are the people there? Please let me say, I am from Delta State, but I don't like it. I was born and bred in Lagos, and I'm enjoying. They could not come scatter Lagos for us. They could not go talk to Una people. Make them do better things for Una. Make them develop Una places. They could not mention them. They could not go meet them. But I would also advise the federal government to listen to them.
Thank you, Juliet, for calling. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, nice one, Sherry.
Thank
nice
you.
One. My name is George.
Welcome, George.
Calling from Eco Bridge.
Let's talk.
The woman I called now, Juliet, that's my wife's name anyway. And as I like women in position, she talks like a mother, reasonable. And I stand with her view.
Okay.
Let them go and talk to their leaders. Let them go and talk to their leaders. Because charity begins at home. When you have accountable leaders, let them give accounts for the money, the oil fair, the federal government, bring house, don't ask for development. Nobody can develop Nigeria than the regulator. Don't think Hausa man or Yoruba man will come to the regulator and be ready for you. No. It is you that will develop your community yourself. Fela said something, a black man will help black man, whether you like it or not. So I start with the last caller.
Okay.
And I support her.
All right.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, too.
My regards to Jimmy Bisu.
He'll get it.
I'm down with him, but I like it to get I'm down with him. He needs my support. I'm down with him. Thank
okay,
you so
he's listening too. Thank you for calling me. Let's look at Titi. Titi, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry. This is Titi calling from Agbara.
How are you today?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm okay. I'm doing well. Let's talk.
I was listening to the guy talking from Delta region.
That's right.
I didn't hear him addressing the NDDC issue. NDDC, I believe, was created to outside other ministries to assist them in developing the area.
That's right.
A case came up, and we didn't hear anything about it now for almost a year. So I would expect that they would talk to their leaders, call people out, and let them address it. Because most of the people, the Pondei, the Akpabio, they are all from their region,
that's
and
right.
It was meant to be developed. So if nothing is being done, they need to talk to their leaders and stop threatening other parts of the country for their own leaders' failure.
Right. Titi, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I really do. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherif.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, you have Sushev on the line.
Let's talk.
For me, I want to encourage people not to be afraid. One thing, if you watch what is happening with insecurity, you find out that communities or societies where these things happen give support to them before it will take place. For them to say they are going to destroy something in Lagos and Abuja, they don't have any foothold there. It's not possible unless they want to do something and die with it, if they want to go into suicide bombing. But you think you will come to Lagos from Niger Delta do something here and get that seat.
Do you have any solution in mind?
My solution is that they should go back to their people.
Okay.
At least they have produced one president. They should go and ask him something. He should solve their problem for them. That's my submission.
All right. Thank you for talking to me. I really do appreciate it. Okay. So, Lagos, it's 8:20 from our studios. I'll be taking your thought from our social media pages in a moment. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805. On WhatsApp, let me know what you think about this conversation we're having this morning. You can also tweet me at Nigeria Info FM. But when you're writing in your tweet, before you send, just type the hashtag NigeriaInfoMCF and I'll be able to take your message. If you're sending your tweet without the hashtag, I may not be able to read it because I will not see it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
18.
18, you need to turn off your radio right now. You know.
All right, thank
you. You know you should do that.
Thank you. Please, today you are my friend. Today I will declare you my enemy if you don't allow me to say what I want to say.
Because I'm going to cut you off even before you go on at all. It's a conversation. And if you say something wrong, I have the right, exclusive right, to cut you off, which I just did. Because I wouldn't even allow you to do that in the first place. But thanks for trying, though. Appreciate it. 8:21 is the time. I'm going to go to Twitter now. Let's take a few tweets that are coming today. And by the way, you're still my friend, whether you like it or not. P Master says, Sheriff Mike Maiwo, did they Northerners get their own oil? Now, that same year, they will break up from this country. Mark my word, I'm from the North, so I know what I'm saying. Okay, then. Let's speak with Bayo and hear what Bayo has got to say on this issue today. Bayo, hi. Good morning to you.
Yes. This is Idia. Regarding this Niger Delta people.
Okay.
My own take is that, for me, there are two parts. The first one, yes, I disagree with. That's regards the infrastructural development. I want to say that I see them as self-centered people and they have centered leaders. But even as a whole, some of their militants are not able to do anything because they have so much money. And on a good day, Nigeria is also like Dubai.
Mm.
In view of the kind of money they are making and the resources they have.
Mm.
If they are good leaders there, that shouldn't be happening.
Mm.
I think they should look inwards. Instead of agitating and all that, they should go and do that with their leaders.
Okay.
They should go and attack their leaders at home and call them to books and say, what have they done so far? So for me, that is a no-no.
Okay.
The second part regarding Zamfara, that I agree with. Mm. That's the resources and all that.
Okay.
That is grossly unfair.
Mm.
You cannot have resources and then theirs will be shared with within the whole of Nigeria and that was Zamfara will be shared just within Zamfara. Mm-hmm. That is wrong.
Mm.
That I agree with. But the first part, I tell you, is a no-no for me.
Okay.
You should look inwards, face their leaders, and get justice from them. You shouldn't come and disturb us here. When we're in regional system, Lagos and Western region develop themselves, Eastern region develop. So everybody has own resources. Perhaps we should go back to regional system and should have a healthy rivalry. Then we'll know who is working and who is not working.
Okay.
So this doesn't make sense.
All right, Bayo. Thank you for talking to me. Appreciate it. I'm going to go to Twitter right now. Abioye on Twitter says, they are jesters. What was their reaction to the escapades going on in the NDDC? They ever raised eyebrows on how their governors are expending 13% derivation. The only issue I agree with him is how the government handled the gold mining in the north. Abioye, thank you for your thought. It's quite appreciated. We're going to go to WhatsApp. Let's take some WhatsApp messages right away. And before we go on a break, because we're fast approaching our first break on the show. So WhatsApp messages are here. So this Paul is in Akoka. Paul says, what of Abuja? Who is developing it? Government should monitor NDDC or the likes. I don't think a president will just come up and begin to develop his region. Everything has regulation. Okay, Paul in Akoka is talking about why people are mentioning President Jonathan. All right, let's see. Jonathan was president for 6 years. What did he develop? What have they done for Ponde or Tuponde? Tolu from Alakpare sent that in on WhatsApp this morning. Let's take just one more. Can we squeeze in one more? We can, Abby. Okay. Chukwe Buka says, my question is this. What happened to all the money voted for to develop the Niger Delta region? What happened to this case? Off your mic, Honorable Minister, off your mic. I rest my case. Chukwebuka, thank you. We're going to go off on a break right now. When we return, we take more of your thoughts. Stay here on the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back on the Crossfire, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. If you are just tuning in, welcome. I'm Sherif Quadri. We are live on Facebook and on YouTube. Let me know what you think about our conversation this morning. What do you think will be the best approach? Because listen, we can't go through this again. No, we can't. It was years of hard work to make sure that we have peace in that region. So we can't. There's no way, like no way, we'll allow that to happen. So what could be the best option to make sure that we bring peace to that area, to make sure that things don't spiral out of control? I'm going to YouTube right now to get some thoughts in. Godwin Inyang on YouTube says, federal government should comply with all their demands. Because they are legitimate, I agree that Niger Delta should manage their resources. Ogoni should be cleaned. Godwin Inyang, thank you. He sent that in from Ikorodu. Still on YouTube, Emmanuel Eziokala says, restructure Nigeria. Every region deserves access to their resources and to ensure development of the local communities. Miller Isaac says, I can see how insensitive the people are. What they are asking for are genuine, and now people want them to go back to their leaders. We have people kidnapping and killing. Have they asked them to go back to their leaders? Miller, thank you for your thoughts. Sent that in on YouTube as well. I appreciate that. I'm going to Facebook right now. Let's go take some thoughts off of Facebook this morning. Here we go with comments that are coming on Facebook. We're streaming live there in case you are just tuning in. Welcome and thank you for joining us. Funshaw on Facebook says, if people are saying that Niger Delta should go and ask their leaders, you know that in Nigeria everything is controlled from the federal government. They are conniving with few dubious and criminal elements in the region to keep impoverishing the people. Now, when your oppressors are the ones who appoint those that give you what you eat, your guess is as good as mine. Thank you, Uche Azoma, on Facebook. Let's take two more from Facebook, just two more. Okwekende says, these militants are jokers. They have been free abroad. They have been given, I think you're missing out on that, they've been given free abroad vocational training, free funds, lots more. Sheriff, we, the Southwest, have the highest revenue generation into the federal coffers. We've never benefited from the federal government. That's not true. It's high time we seek for hashtag Southwest Amnesty. Okay, that's not true. Your argument is fraught with some errors. But thank you for your thought, though. I really do appreciate it. So let's take one last one from Facebook. Can we take one last one? 8:38. Let's go get some thoughts in off the telephone. 0700-993-993-993 is our studio line for the male listener. For the female listener, you can call 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190 for the female listener. Please, when you're calling me, turn off your radio. It's very important. Justina is joining us right now. Let's speak with Justina, then we'll move on to the next male caller. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Justina. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Very well, Justina. Thank you.
Yeah. My first time caller and regular listener.
Good to have you. Good to have you.
Yeah. Now, concerning this Niger Delta issue, there's something that I always have in mind concerning Nigeria and the people from the north.
Okay.
Now, people from the north, they have rich people and they are in government. There's a language that says those who have Abraham as father are always surviving. They have a lot of Abraham as father from the north. And you see, the northerners are most of the poorest we have in Nigeria.
Very true.
So those people that say they should go back to their people and ask their elders or their leaders and ask, the northerners should go to their elders too and ask. Because they are controlling almost all the resources. Still, we find them as the one of the poorest. Why? So their leaders should have common sense and think how to bring their people together and make them have common education, make them have common sense, give them a better job, and not living on the life of this, their giving out king and prince and slaves must be. That is what I've seen them to be.
Okay. All right.
That is where my contribution is coming from. So they should go back and settle their people, create things for them in the north and employ them, and let them stop moving all around in the world and creating problems here and there. Any little thing is up to fight.
Okay.
Why are they fighting? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Justina, for calling me. Oh, wow, I thought you're done. Adekwe is joining us. Adekwe, good morning to you. Hello, good morning, Adekwe.
Yeah, how is this work?
Very well. You need to turn off your radio.
Yes, I do. Okay. This is Adekwe from Ikorodu. In fact, with the topic, you know, in Niger Delta, we have all the House of Assembly, senators.
I said you should turn off your radio. The phone will drop if you don't do that right away.
So please, add off it.
Okay.
Are you okay now?
Let's talk now.
Okay. So they have all these representatives from their region. Why didn't they go back to them and add them? I could remember verbally that there was a time the news said they spent about 7 trillion or thereabout in Niger Delta. Where is the money going to? If they spend the 7 trillion in the Niger Delta region, why didn't the money did not show out to the destruction that they put there?
Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. You refuse to turn off your radio. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
My name is Olumuyiwa. I'm calling from my desk.
Let's talk.
Do you know that from the people that called this morning, I began to understand one thing from radio station.
What's that?
People don't listen to you, to radio presenters, to what you are playing before they call. Everybody just wants somebody to hear their words. Now, from that video you play, that guy said they have already bought all their leaders. And people are saying they should go back to leader. That guy said they have already bought all their leaders. And for them to be heard, they need to make a statement. And I want to tell Nigerians that those that will give us a new Nigeria we are dreaming for are not those leaders we are looking up to. In a new Nigeria, most of the people we are hearing their voice today, we've not heard their voice anymore. And in conclusion,
right,
it was written, and we are hearing it, that the bandit that killed innocent people, kidnapped mother and children and father without offending them. They are giving them money, they are negotiating with them. If any bandit, they give them beautiful name, bandit, when they do something, their leader don't stand against them. But in the West, in the South, in the East, when they do small thing, it is the same way that they are attacking them. And we want a new Nigeria. Good morning.
Good morning to you for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's quickly jump on some WhatsApp messages right away. They should face their leaders, let their leaders come forward with the demands. Gone are the days when Ken Saro-Wiwa was hung by the then Abacha government. So their leaders should come out and face the government, if at all. They are not guilty of these accusations. Good morning to you too. Thank you. Didn't add your name to the message, but appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let's take another message from WhatsApp this morning. Here we go with this one here. It says, you see, the agitation was given the opportunity due to what the North is doing. It's all politics. And to let the North know, they also have a stronghold too. The solution will only come when the North stops all the things that they're doing. And then they too will stop. This is just in response to what is happening in the North. Very soon another group will spring up. Sean sent that in from Festac. We have Susan joining us. Hi, Susan. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Susan from Aja.
Welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah, my contribution is actually this government needs to be very sincere. When you make rules for some and you favor others in the same country, it gives room for agitation. And what this government has done, favoring those in the Zamfara and the gold issue,
right,
is actually fueling this agitation. And then secondly, another angle I want to look at this is the part of the leaders of the Niger Delta. They have to be honest. We remember the Off Your Mic saga. What have they been doing with the money, all the money that they have acquired? What is on ground? What have they done so far? The problem with our nation is leadership. We have leaders that are not accountable. If you have little resources, you should be able to do something before you come out and claim for, you know, rights and demand for things.
Right.
These leaders have not been sincere too. So I think our main issue, our problem is leadership. If these people are honest from the top and then from the regional side, then there won't be issues like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. 8:45. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Akos.
Okay, Akos, let's talk quickly.
These people who are agitating, you understand me? Do you remember Asai Dukubo?
That's right.
The money they gave to him, he went to go and build us at Togo, build a school at Togo. You see, these people are just our problems. This time around, they are coming to agitate again. We who are the Niger Delta, you understand me? If you go there, I just left there from on Sunday.
Okay.
Everything is disarray. Mm. They are just sharing the money within themselves. They are now the big men, the big men. So don't mind what they are saying, you understand
okay.
me?
Okay.
I know the government is very wrong, you understand me? But all I'm saying is that what I'm doing, these people, they are just making the whole money that is supposed to be used to,
right.
to develop the Niger Delta.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I just want to tell you this morning.
Okay, then. Thank you for telling me, Apos. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Dan Baba.
Let's talk.
Mr. Sheriff, I watched the video, I think, 2 days ago. And I feel like crying for this country, to be honest. All this one will say, go back to your leader, do this and that. Generally, the problem of this country is the people in position. It's not just the politician. If you're a leader of a former Niger Delta group that you've not done well, you are a problem. If you're a politician, you're in position, you've not done well, I think you are a problem. This is what will happen in Nigeria. Our leaders should try and develop every region in this country. Niger Delta, North Central,
okay.
North, South, East, South, West, mm-hmm. everywhere. Because if you ask me, personally, I've seen people who are jobless as threat to me.
Mm.
My brother, tell yourself the truth. How many account details you get a week? Even people that don't call you to say, give me money, they will just send you account details. Then you tell yourself, what is happening in this country? How many awaiting militants we have in this country today? Unknown. So all these points we got, this one, it's not going to help us.
All right, Dambaba.
We not need to rise up and fix this country.
Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tariq.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. My name is Edwin.
You need to turn off your radio.
Yes, it's off already.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It is off completely.
I can hear myself. It means it's not.
Wow. There's nothing on in my house. I've put it off.
The fact that I can hear myself means something is on.
That means I'm inside the car. Let me just lower my glass. Maybe it's just take off the reflection.
All right. Let's talk then.
Okay. Is it okay now?
Uh-huh, completely. Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah. Good. So like Olumu said, I want us to listen clearly to the clips that you played. This guy made everything clear in that place before we begin to complain or maybe castigate them. The problem we're having in this country is that, you see, when one thing is going on and everybody turns a blind eye on it, before you know it, another one will spring up. When people are negotiating with people that you know that they are killers and we're having allegedly that they are being paid ransom, other people will spring up. People will just tell you that, what about NDDC? What about this? This guy said that their leaders have been bought over. I want to ask, how many Nigerians have been privileged to even witness what is called NDDC project? Who are the people controlling NDDC project? I, as the one, I have done a lot, and I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So you don't just sit down and say, they created this thing for them, they created this for them. Local content that we're talking about in this country, what happened to the Local Content Act? How manage all the complaints they put up there are something that we can sit down and see how we get this country running and running very well. If we want to get the Nigerian we are dreaming of, The problem we're having today, Sadiq, is that every day you people, mostly you and other people like Jimmy Jisoo, you sit down there profiling solutions, trying to see how this country can get better. But I want to tell you that many Nigerians are still yet not ready to make Nigeria better, because we are the same one that will use good grammar, good English to polish evil and make it look very, very presentable. It is a shame that we are in a country like this, and any time you see that we're some people are laboring on daily basis to make...
Hello? Hello? Oh, wow. The call dropped. I have no idea what just happened, but the call just dropped. Edwin is here. Hi, Edwin. Are you still here? I think Edwin is gone. It's 8:51, though. What we're going to do right now is just to go to WhatsApp and take some WhatsApp messages. Tweets are coming in droves. I will try and take them. We have a very limited time on the show, so I'm just going to see how much, how many tweets we can squeeze into the last 4 minutes or so that we have left on the show today. So let's start with WhatsApp. Let's start with WhatsApp. Temi OTS says, the issue in Niger Delta is two-faced. Government created a problem by allowing private individuals to be mining gold in Zamfara, which anyone who tries to refine oil in the southern part will be dealt with using the military. The leaders in the Niger Delta are not helping matters too. They are the major problem. Despite huge amounts being allocated to the area, most of it ends up in the pocket of the very few. Temi OTS, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Ola is here. Ola says, if you can remember some time, Governor Wike made a comment about gold from Zamfara. He said FG allowed the states to control it by themselves, and he said they should allow the Niger Delta to control their own resources. I'm having the feeling that the governor may be involved. No, the governor, see, this thing is obvious. Huh? The government didn't have to even mention it. It's obvious. It's a policy document of the federal government, so it's public knowledge. It's not about the governor mentioning it. There's no need to spring up some controversy or conspiracy theory here. Lawrence says, I'm from the Niger Delta. These guys should talk to our leaders who are so corrupt. The Southwest leaders care about their people. So they should hold Akpabio and Co. responsible for the monumental corruption in NDDC and the governors. For the federal government, listen to them before the oil will stop flowing. Lawrence sent that in. Lawrence, thank you for your thought. Let's take, can we take one more? Let's take one more before we go to Twitter. Sheriff, if people are saying that Niger Delta should go and ask their leaders, you know that in Nigeria everything is controlled from the federal... Okay, I think I've taken this, so I'm going to replace it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I think we got like 30 seconds left on the show. Let's see. Can we squeeze in one? Can we? No, we can't. We can't. Let's not risk it so we don't get dumped out. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'm on social media on Twitter at Sheriff Quadri, on Instagram at Sheriff Quadri. And on LinkedIn at Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you on the other side. I'll be back on the radio at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next. Good morning to you, Lagos.